Hi, I'm Ben Dankaka, and this is Shepherd Daily Devotional. In this podcast, I share inspirational messages based on God's kingdom principles of leadership. It is my prayer that you will develop the right leadership skills after listening to today's edition of Shepherd Daily Devotional. The book of Genesis captures the story about the rise and fall of man. In the book of Genesis, we learn of the rise of man who was formed from the dust and created with the Spirit of God. The first few chapters of Genesis tell us that God created Adam in his own image and then gave him authority to rule over the entire earth. Now, that was a powerful position. Just think about that for a moment. Man was created to serve as God's representative here on earth. Could there have been any other position higher than that? No. To be created like God and given the authority to rule the earth is the highest authority on earth. And for God to have chosen Adam to serve as the master of every other creature, you agree with me that Adam was indeed equipped with all that he needed to rule the earth. But just as Adam was about to exercise the power that was given to him, the devil showed up and took all of that authority away from him. So what Adam actually lost was power and authority. You see, the meeting between the serpent and Eve in the garden wasn't just a mere conversation. It was a moment when power shifted from Adam to Satan. It was a moment when Adam gave up his authority to Satan. Listen, guys, in essence, Adam lost his power and authority because he took orders from Satan. Recall that after Adam was given the authority to manage the earth, God gave him certain instructions intended to serve as his guide. Now, the fact that Adam was given instructions by God meant that Adam was expected to be led by God, even though he was in charge of the earth. In other words, Adam, even though he was the king of the earth, he also had a king above him. Adam was supposed to be led by God as he leads the earth. That is, although the earth had been given to Adam, he was not supposed to rule the earth by his own terms. Adam was supposed to rely on God's kingdom leadership principles. In other words, the only way Adam could rule the earth was by allowing God to guide him. Even though he was a ruler on earth, Adam had to depend on God for inspiration on how to effectively rule the earth. So when Adam disobeyed God, he automatically abandoned God's leadership principles and adopted Satan's style of rulership. And by doing that, Satan got access to the authority that was originally given to man. By following Satan's advice, Adam and Eve got under the enemy's control as they lost their power and authority. Before the fall of man, Adam had the authority and power, which was meant to be used through the leadership of the Holy Spirit. But after the fall, Adam obeyed Satan, and then he lost the power and authority as the Holy Spirit left him. The Holy Spirit had to leave because Adam chose Satan's advice over God's instructions. In other words, he chose Satan's instructions over God's instructions. By going with what the serpent recommended, Adam allowed himself to be led by Satan. I want you to realize that whomever you heed to becomes the person that will influence you. It is so sad, you know, when you carefully study the conversation between the serpent and Eve, it seems like Adam and Eve acted as if they weren't fully convinced that God actually wanted them to rule the earth. Recall that Eve took the fruit after she had reasoned that it was good for attaining wisdom. So you may wonder, What other wisdom was she looking for when she was already created in the image of the one who had all the wisdom? You see, in order to become the leader you were born to be, you need to have a strong conviction that it is God's desire for you to lead. You need to have a strong conviction that it is God's desire for you to prosper. You need to have a strong conviction that it is God's desire for you to have dominion over poverty, over sicknesses, over every pain you will ever find. If you aren't convinced that God has equipped you to lead, you will try to depend on leadership ideas that are contrary to God's kingdom leadership principles. No doubt, you can still become a leader, you can still become a person of influence by the application of other principles that are opposed to God's principles. But in order to become the leader you were created to be, you must be prepared to follow God's instructions. But then again, until you realize that it is God's will for you to become a leader, you wouldn't see the need to follow His lead. I understand that life can be tough on anyone. The challenges of life can be cruel. Challenges can make us think that God doesn't really care about us. But see, God cares about you. He has good plans for you. He wants you to succeed, but you must be willing to allow His Spirit to guide you. Today I pray that you will become a true citizen of God's kingdom and allow Him to guide you as you embark on your leadership journey. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. And that's it on this edition of Shepherd Daily. If you enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. For more ideas on leadership, you can also grab copies of my books on Amazon. Thanks for listening.